Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
But you say he's just a friend.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
All right, folks. Been a huge show today. Curtis Sliwa, we went live to Jerusalem, spoke to Alex Trayman. We had Bill O'Reilly on moments ago. That was great. And the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, joined me for the first time. Trump just got to court. He is speaking as we speak about his dueling court showdowns. His hush money trial starts day seven in about 2 minutes. He is still speaking. Looks good, by the way. Tan again. Got the red tie, the blue jacket. Was up early, 6:30 this morning, a rally two blocks away from us. Park Avenue and 48th Street, construction workers, union members. And then, of course, in about 32 minutes, the Supreme Court will decide. They've got a hearing on the presidential immunity. We won't find out the result of that until the end of June. But with all that said, there is football news. Tonight is the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit. We're not a sports show, but we keep a close eye on the Rangers and the Knicks and the Mets and Yankees and Jets and Giants. So we're going to find out. Giants right now pick number 6. They're trying to trade up. Jets number 10. Ross Tucker, friend of mine for years when he used to do sports. He hosts the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can find him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Played 7 years in the league for 5 different teams. All teams I hate, mind you. Chicago, Dallas, he played on Buffalo, the Redskins, but he's a terrific guy. Ross Tucker, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Sid, awesome, man. It's been a while. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too, man. Nice to have you back. So let's get right to the news here. The Giants pick number 6. They just gave Daniel Jones a boatload of money last year. But I'll speak on behalf of the fans. Most of the fans, I know it's anecdotal, most of the fans I speak to have zero confidence in Jones. He really had one good year. That was it. They've seen enough. He's oft injured, turns the ball over. They want to move on. The question is, does Giant Brass feel the same? And all the rumors going around, it seems like they do. Rumors they want to trade up and get this kid Drake May out of North Carolina. What are you hearing?
Well, you know, it's interesting because most of the mock drafts this morning by the people that are pretty plugged in believe the New England Patriots are going to select Drake May at number 3. So I don't think that's going to be an option for the Giants. The question is whether or not they take J.J. McCarthy, the national championship quarterback from Michigan that a lot of people believe that they really like. Supposedly, the Vikings, the Giants, the Broncos all really liked McCarthy. I have a tough time, Sid, with the Giants moving up, trading picks to try to get the 4th best quarterback off the board in McCarthy after they just gave Daniel Jones all that money. Boy, that would be that would not be a good look for Joe Shane, the general manager for the Giants. And maybe it would work out and the rookie quarterback comes in and plays well, but they just gave Daniel Jones over $80 million guaranteed, and 1 year later, they're already moving on from him. That would not be a good look.
No, I hear you. But, you know, last year when they gave Jones that money, I remember arguing with some of my friends here. They're like, Sid, he just made the playoffs. They won a playoff game. You know, outside of guys like Mahomes and Josh Allen, when you look at the mid-tier quarterbacks in the NFL, Daniel Jones is as good as all of them. And the truth is that money that you're talking about, Ross, which sounds like a lot of money, that's just the market. That's what the market, you know, was getting a year ago. So, I mean, they gave him what they thought he was worth. But, you know, the truth is they're running out of time. They can't afford another losing season. You know, the NFL, Ross, used to be you could wait 5 or 6 years. Now you got 3 years. So, yes, it may look desperate, but as a Giant fan, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think what they'll do, though, Sid, is they'll cross their fingers and hope that Daniel Jones stays healthy, plays well, and I think they'll take a receiver at number six. I think it'll be Malik Nabers from LSU.
Love that kid.
He's incredibly explosive. I've seen people that think he's the best player in the entire draft. If they're trying to get back to winning and win this year so that John Mara does not move on from them, I think their best bet is to put their support behind Jones, hope he stays healthy. He did well in year one with Dable. Last year he got hurt, and get him an actual explosive receiver for once in Nabers.
I love Nabers. And look, they did draft the kid Hyatt out of Tennessee. He came on late last year. You know, Darren Waller, I guess, he's got all kinds of issues. He set through a tire. So the Giants certainly need help at that position for Daniel Jones to play better. It makes sense. So is it fair to assume then, Ross, if you're right about New England, that the top three picks, all quarterbacks, Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels, talking about Nabers, the LSU quarterback, to Washington, and May to the Pats, top three all quarterbacks?
Yeah, that seems like chalk at this point. That seems like the way it's going to go, and I think it will. Unless someone absolutely blows the Patriots away with an incredible trade offer to move up to three to take May. But even then, you know, if the Patriots like him, why would they do that?
Yeah. So, yeah. And they need a quarterback. They just got rid of Mac Jones. They need a quarterback. You know, a lot of people that I talk to think the best player in the draft is not Nabers, but one of those quarterbacks. It's Marvin Harrison Jr. The Cardinals pick number four. You talk about the Giants getting Daniel Jones some help. Kyler Murray got a ton of money in Arizona. He needs help desperately. Is it fair to assume if those first three picks are the quarterbacks, Marvin Harrison Jr. goes to Arizona at number four?
I think so. Although, you know, I've thought throughout the process that the Arizona Cardinals, who have a lot of holes to fill, I thought they were a prime spot to trade down with the Vikings at 11 or Broncos at 12, who want to move up for a guy and maybe give up future picks. The Arizona Cardinals could still get a really good player at 11 or 12, but just continue to stockpile this thing with draft picks to really be able to have an excellent roster. It sounds like maybe what they're asking for to not take Harrison is a little too rich for these teams. So I think these teams are thinking, well, wait a minute, we don't need to move up at four because the Cardinals aren't taking a quarterback. So they'll take Harrison. Chargers aren't taking a quarterback. The Giants, they take the fourth guy at that point. Or do they not? I think some of these teams think they can now move up to like seven with the Titans or eight with Atlanta and get the fourth quarterback off the board.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
If you had an accident, trust Gabu Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabu Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabu Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Last one, Ross Tucker, my man Ross Tucker. Check him out, at Ross Tucker NFL. He's got a great podcast, and you can, by listening to him, you can tell how smart he is. He's a great guy, too. The Jets, they want to give Aaron Rodgers everything he needs to win. you know what, three or four plays last year. He gets hurt. Zach Wilson comes in. Wilson's now a Denver Bronco. Former Giant quarterback Tyrod Taylor is now Rodgers' backup with the Jets. And the Jets are looking to get him as many good players as possible. Rumors were Brock Bowers may be the guy the Jets look at the number 10 pick, one behind Chicago, one ahead of Atlanta. What are you hearing about the Jets?
Sounds like it's going to be offense. Could still be offensive line, even though they got Morgan Moses and Tyron Smith, a couple of vets this offseason. But I think it's probably more likely a pass catcher. And I think if Brock Bowers is there at 10, I suspect he will be, that they would strongly consider giving Rodgers an elite tight end. And then also, you know, I've seen people that think that if one of these elite three receivers, and the last one's probably Rome Odunze from Washington, if he falls, that the Jets would pounce on him there at number 10.
Should be fun. You know, again, all these trade rumors. And when was the last time, Ross, we saw an NFL draft where Bill Belichick was not picking somebody?
I know. And you know why? Because he hasn't been very good at picking players,
right,
which is why he doesn't have a job right now. I mean, that is not his strength. He's a heck of a coach. He's way better at coaching than he is at personnel.
That's true. Nine games under 500, nine under after Tom Brady left, and he does have a job. He's going to be working with Peyton and Eli Manning on that show they do, I guess, on ESPN, but not a football job in the NFL, to Ross Tucker's point. Hey, Ross, tell me about MyFrontPageStory.com. MyFrontPageStory.com. Tell me about this Ross Tucker business.
Well, listen, it's a buddy of mine started it. I'm helping him out with it. It's the best Mother's Day gift I've ever heard of.
Really?
I mean, you literally talk to a writer, a professional writer, for like 10 minutes while you're driving home from work, or you can fill out an email. They write this incredible story about your mom or your wife you want to get it for. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. It looks like it's on the cover of the New York Times. I mean, it's framed with pictures of her and the kids or the grandkids or whatever. My sister and I got one from my mom. When she read the quote from my sister, you know, I just wouldn't be the woman I am today if it weren't for my mom. She just started crying.
Oh,
I mean, bawling. I can almost guarantee your mom will cry. And then she had to hang it up in her house right near the front door, which I think is a little bit weird, but it's awesome. It's the best Mother's Day gift I've ever heard of. Trust me. Mother's Day is 2 weeks away. MyFrontPageStory.com. MyFrontPageStory.com.
I think I agree with you, Ross. I really do. In fact, I'm going to do it for my mom, Naomi, who her and I share a birthday. It was just a couple of weeks ago, April the 19th. Last week, in fact, she turned 89 years old. MyFrontPageStory.com. Ross, it's always great to catch up with you. Great information. Enjoy the draft tonight. We'll talk again very soon, buddy. Thank you so much.
Always. Anytime, Sid. Thank you.
My man, Ross Tucker, folks. Check him out.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.